4JBM.
88.
You were right, and I just had to play sweep up the zip ties.
Oh, wow. It never fails, our furry little friends.
They're in the floor next to me like, Dad, I was just playing with them.
Yesterday, my foot was cold, so I went to put a sock on, and I couldn't find the sock, so I just said the heck with it, and I crawled back in bed, and then this morning, about 2 or 3 o'clock, when I couldn't sleep and I got up, I went to adjust the covers and stuff like that, and lo and behold, I found my sock with lots of holes in it, where one of the 3 dogs decided to play chew toy with it.
What's up? So I'm going to guess it was Addy.
3 of them up in here yesterday or last night. Today when Sally went to lock him up, actually it was funny. Normally Abby gets on the bed and refuses to budge, but yesterday she went out there willingly, and Sally had put him in their cage for a while. On the days that it rains, we let him in and out in the backyard, but we put him inside to dry off a little bit because it gets, you know, with it being damp and muddy, I don't want him coming in here and jumping all over the bed and the sheets. It's just up to 5 right now. I'm going to hold off for a couple hours before I go in and log in. It's just up to 5.
I'll get this finished up, and then by this afternoon, I'll be able to run like normal. Windstream's supposed to be here again at 8:30 in the morning, or 8:30, so.
Them now.
When it rains, my internet drops out. One of the legs dropped out yesterday and my speed cut in half. So I already had a service ticket in because of it, so they're trying to trace down from the entrance point on the house all the way back to the node, which is 1.5 miles away, and find out where the pairs are not insulated and getting wet.
Okay. Just tell them you want a brand new fiber optic line put in. Hey, question for you. If the PBX is not plugged in, because let's say you were in the process of moving, like packing up, going to move to a different location for a couple of months, and you haven't found you a new location, will it automatically drop from the system, or will it flag it that it's not in use?
Or the club call?
Either one. I wasn't sure. That was one of the questions I saw in there, that somebody's moving but they don't have a new location. How long can it be unplugged?
I think it will drop, but if there is a major update, like they change servers again or something like that, it will go inactive, like some of the tickets that you've seen that Bill has to handle, and he sends out a specific provisioning file for them to reprovision to get the updates and bring them back up online.
Wasn't sure, so. Alrighty. Well, listen, you go finish that shack. I'm curious to see the pictures that you got. You'll have to send me the first one again to compare. I don't have it anymore, but I'll show Sally your before and after photos of the ham shack.
That much of a difference. It's just a little bit different placement, and now it'll have incorporated the battery backup system and everything else.
Does the rework include a new Lazy Boy recliner that has the heating and the vibration in it to soothe the muscles while you're working ham radio?
A leather recliner that's already here. Why would I give it up?
Yeah, I need to get me a recliner. I really do. I tell you what, when I was younger, I always loved going to my mom and dad's house, because I'd go in and that's the first place I'd head. I'd say hi, give them both a hug, and go sit down and get off my one foot there, because at that time I was more on crutches. But I'd get in that recliner, and I would actually just stay there all weekend long.
Many a night minutes, I'll be sitting here running FT8, and I'll just go to bed in the recliner, sitting here at the shack.
That's the life of retirees, huh?
All right, I want to go back to work. I miss what I did.
I can agree with you there. I hate being this inactive, and it drives me bonkers. That's why I'm glad I'm staying busy with code plugs and the Ham Shack hotline and some other stuff, man. It's crazy.
I'm honestly thinking about starting to do some online Cisco courses to get my Cisco certification and get into IT.
That, I never thought of that. I could probably do that. Take some Cisco classes, too. I study everything else. Might as well study that, right? I did studying on becoming a locksmith. I got that down pat. And then, of course, I did cable TV and rebroadcasting of, course, you know, the hotels where we put the servers and the stuff in the server room, and then the guests can play their own movies in their individual room based on a library that we have loaded. It's all digital downloads.
I'm just thinking that, I mean, IT is something I actually enjoy as well. So if I've got to have another career, then I might as well do something else that I love to do.
Well, what they say is true, a jack of all trades but a master of none. I mean, you get it done. All righty, Jerry. I'm going to probably lay that down here for a little bit. I'm looking outside. Ashley made it to work already. But I'm looking at the fog right now, and I can see the halo of the street lamp across the street, but that's about it. I can make out a little bit of the outlines of the tree, but not much.
I'll holler later today.
All right. KA3JCA, clear.
And clear and standing by.